time it is. It's that official time. Where we take this worldwide. Let's go. Listen. So now it's time to turn it up. Surf the radio waves as we begin to burn it up. We all up in your area like landscape. Definitely bringing you the
perfect pancakes.
It's a mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in. And recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis, when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip but he really couldn't devoured him. And from that point then we hear a name change. Rearrange the game so now we gotta change lanes. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam show. Let's go.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam show.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam show.
Turn it up.
That's what we do, getting that time. Every single week, we up in here, have no fear, the underdogs are here. The PNP crew, letting them know who is the one, the best chat room in the galaxy. PNP, Dr. C, altered I-S. We the best, smooth like finesse, it's what we do, no second guess, right, not left, quiet as kept, every single week, making sure that we having fun every week, having fun in the chat room, sneak attack, coming at you, we ain't whack, letting it known, every single week. Straight from the dome, freestyling like I do every week, letting it know, squeaky clean, letting it know, cause we ain't mean, we are chill, we are the best, we are thrill, we no trill, what we do, 581 with the crew, on PNP, with Dr. C in the chat room. We are the best, better than the rest. So come join us every week, cause we are here. We ain't sleep cause it's late night. Lounging, P housing, chilling with the crew. Rory, Toe, and Trey, and who? We got Ricky and Dion, everybody else. They ain't squelching. They're keeping it live, all the way live, like the beehives, cause we always got the buzz. That's what we do, cause we got love for each other, with PNP, 581, all up in your city, let's go, woohoo! Very nice, let's go, 581, what's up? What's up, everybody? What's going on, PNP Nation? What's going on, PNP Nation? All right. So let's go. Matter of fact, bro. I think I'm going to start going live on Blog Talk Radio. Because I don't have the time to continue to put these daggone
shows and download these shows, man. I just don't have the time to do that. All right. So I'm going live podcasting as well, too. Let's see. Episodes 5-2. Oh, wait a minute. I think, what was last week's? Let me come up. Okay, let's see. What was last week's Bad Bunny and Priest? Oh, that's what it was. Bad Bunny and Priest is what we talked about last week. That's what we talked about last week, bruh. PNP, let's go. What we got? Start off with the People's Wrestling Channel. How am I? I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Haven't had it for a while. Can we get some trivia? Yeah, man. I think my trivia is over there, though. I got a trivia book here, man. Let's go. Let's see. Hope there ain't no spiders crawling on it. I don't want to put it on my body. I don't want to put it on my body because it's a little dusty. It's a little dusty, if you will. All right. Here we go. Got enough space here to make this happen. All right. Let's see here. Question number one. Check. Why can't I hear? I can't hear myself really well anymore. Check. Hello. All right, here we go. Can y'all hear me well? Here we go. Can y'all hear me well? Okay. Can y'all hear me, PNP Nation? Can you hear me, PNP Nation? Okay, they can hear me. I can't hear myself that well. Moving on. See, that's the reason why, like, technology gets on my nerves. It does. It gets on my nerves because the only thing I did was simply move a few things around, and now I can barely even hear myself the way that I like to hear myself. All right. Got to make it work, though. I want to bring up the... Okay. All right. First trivia question is, this person won his first Intercontinental Championship by defeating Ezekiel Jackson on August 12th, 2011. Check. All right. Oh, man. All right. Man. It's crazy that stuff just changes up on me, man. Stuff just changes up. That's the first trivia question. All right. Ricky says that Raw was awful. Yes, it was. It was. What rumors? Please give me the source of that, because WrestleMania 41 is 2 years from now. So I think that I would be interested to know what rumors those were, because I haven't heard of that. See, now, we were just talking about this before. Reigns and Solo winning the tag titles and facing Usos at SummerSlam. I wouldn't be opposed to that, actually. I would not be opposed to that idea. If Reigns and the Usos win and face, Reigns and Solo face the Usos at SummerSlam. I wouldn't be opposed to that idea. Opportunity to have the Usos turn babyface, and something different needs to happen with the Usos. It just needs to. I'm actually trying to get Blog Talk Radio up and running live, but probably won't be able to do it this week, but it's all good. All right. But of course, people who are listening to this on Blog Talk Radio can always come to the live PNP here on the Pancakes and Power Slams YouTube channel and ask the questions that you've been burning to ask for a long time. All right, so still trying to get this volume together, but I think that's good for now. All right, what else we got? So Styles wins, him and the OC go to Raw, so they would be taking away another person that could face Reigns. Yeah, I mean, pretty much that goes to show who's going to win, who's going to really win, right? Like, if AJ wins, that means AJ and the OC goes, and Meechan would go too, and she would go back to Raw. She got drafted on SmackDown. So, you know, stuff like that, again, just makes no sense. It's weird. It's weird. It makes no sense. And, you know, WWE week-to-week booking. So, people's got a lot of questions. Reiki's got a lot of questions. I'm going to keep asking him because he came in early, and he already had a bunch of questions even before the show started. So I'm going to grant you all of these questions to answer them because you came in early and you had your questions ready. So good for you. Good for you. Let's see. Next we have, after SummerSlam, Reigns is taking, let me see. I'm trying to get this down too. Okay, there we go. Reigns is taking off, so they are going to make the world titles the focus that has already been buried. I bet Reigns is loving it, so he can do what likes, whatever he likes. I mean, like, I would say, sure, make the world title the, you know, make that a focal point. But at the same time, man, it's like, let's see, I'm trying to get this light together too. There's all types of, that's why I'm not a big fan of tech stuff, man. I'm just not. It's just, it bugs me, honestly. Tech stuff bugs me, man. It bugs me because it's like the craziest thing happens at the weirdest times. There we go. Okay, now I can hear myself much better now. Okay, that's all it took. There we go. Now that solves that problem, which is a little bitty, little nudge actually helped that tremendously. Okay, now that helps that as far as my mic is concerned. That was great, whatever I just did there. Okay, now that's that. Now, what's next is getting this download together for my show. I got to do that next. All right, so it's also rumored that WWE are going to Australia in September, so surely they will need Reigns for that. Yeah, they want to book Reigns for the big deal, for the big matches. Australia in September is a good, you know, I like these international shows, man. kudos to whomever is putting together these international shows. That's good stuff, man. I'm all for it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to still put this together. Okay, there we go. Now that's going there. That's good. All right. Now I'm doing a lot of things at once in a good way. I'm getting a lot of stuff done while I'm answering these questions too. All right. As great as it is Reigns being on the run, he's on It's also ridiculous they put him on a level above everyone and no one is even close to his level. See, I know that you're a Reigns guy. Like you're a super Reigns guy. But I like Roman Reigns. I like what they've done with Roman Reigns. And I agree with you though. I do. I don't think that there's any argument that, okay, there we go. Now that's that. Okay. We are getting some stuff done here, man. And I love it. All right. So, I agree with you, Ricky. Very, very much so, man. Seth has argued to be on his close to his level. I mean, I think that is fair to say that Seth is close to his level. I mean, like, probably maybe the closest, perhaps, I guess. So, yeah. So that is that. Burrito's in the building. Rollins possibly being in a Captain America movie. Well, he is in a Captain America movie. I saw the pictures of that. And I like it. I think it's a good idea. I think that I explained actually yesterday that to me, Seth Rollins has a good villainous rogue character to him, like a Joker style character. So I like it. I think that it makes sense to him. I think it makes sense for him to do that. And I'm all for it, man. I think a lot of these wrestlers who are getting some momentum, I think what you do is you keep that momentum up and just have them continue to have stuff outside of the business, because WWE is notorious for keeping them within the business. And but kudos to him, man. Kudos for him making money and doing it. I think he would. That's the thing, man. I think that Seth Rollins has got some leverage, because I think that Seth Rollins has the ability to really do very well in wrestling and in acting. So yeah, you better watch out. You better watch out, WWE, because. I think what you do is that's probably one of the reasons why they are going to most likely make him champion. So who do I feel will win the NXT championship? I have no clue, dude. I have no clue. I don't know. I don't watch NXT, so I follow it through. I'm on Facebook a lot, and Facebook will give me updates. So I saw that, I think, was it Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade advanced today? So that's all I got for you, man. Why not put it back on Roxanne Perez? Wasn't it some type of weird angle that got her off of it? And so why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. How do I feel about the future stars of Hollywood that has been involved in wrestling? How do I feel? Who do I feel would be the future stars of Hollywood that have been? Okay, that's a good question. Like I said, I think Seth Rollins, I think Roman Reigns would do very well. You know, it would make sense if like Roman Reigns was like in the Fast series. I think that would be pretty cool. I saw the John Cena interview. I think it was Good Morning America. I saw the Cena interviews. It's okay. I mean, I haven't been keeping up with the Fast series for a while now. So, I mean, let's see. I think I might go live, actually. Let's see. I think I can go live. I think I can. I think I might go live. Oh, I don't think I can do that now. Or maybe I can. Yeah, that's just going to take too much time. Oh, it says go live now. So I have the opportunity to go live now if I wanted to. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go live. Okay, let's see. That's the question. That answers your question. All right. So what I want to do is I'm also going to see this. The thing is about the PNP Nation is that y'all have the ability, the live PNP Nation has the ability, like y'all got it. Y'all have the ability to catch me live and ask the questions. So, that actually puts y'all in, the driver's seat to ask the questions that are going to be live here on the podcast. So that is awesome. And that's the reason why y'all are awesome and joining me now. So I think I'm gonna start doing this so I don't have to upload these shows every week on Blog Talk Radio for all the podcast listeners. But PNP Nation gets the early bird, and you get the ability to ask the questions that are going to be on the podcast. So, good for y'all. Boom. All right, let's see. So before we do that, I'm about to go live on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm also going to answer the next question while I'm live on the podcast. Y'all can listen to me answer your questions on the podcast if you're driving or something like that too. Or if you're working out, you know? Something like that. Cool. This is episode 581 of the Pancakes and Power Slam Show. Okay, I'm about to go live. Live on the podcast airwaves. You ready? All right, here we go. All right, they're doing a countdown. All right, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be lots of fun. All right. So Seth Rollins, Captain America, NXT Women's Championship. Again, I don't know. I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue. I don't watch. So we'll get to that Gunther. That'll be the first one that's. Oh, yeah, see. Exactly. I don't watch NXT, so I have no. So Ricky said the same. See, Ricky knows his stuff. Ricky, see, that's a loyal fan right there. Yeah, so I'm looking down the chats. And Ricky, he knows about Dr. Chris Featherstone when it comes to preferences. All right, we are live here on the Blog Talk Radio. This is episode 581 of the Pancakes and Power Slam Show. I am here live, also broadcasting with the PNP Nation, asking the questions for the podcast listeners to enjoy. So we'll get right into the next question from Rorito, asking, who do you think should dethrone Gunta? And I think that's a really good question. So who do I think should dethrone Gunta? Who I think should dethrone Gunta should be... oof, man. So he's on Raw now, right? I heard that Vince really liked Madcap Moss, so they're trying to, so they're making plans to making him like somebody big, somebody special. The only thing about Moss, man, is that face or heel, man, they just, I mean, he's got the look, he's got the talent. I just don't know what it is that just is not clicking, man. Just not clicking. Not sure, man. Not sure. I don't know. It's I know they did the Raw Underground. You know, he was kind of shoot fighting and beating up people then. Showed that he had some abilities. And then he came in as a heel as Madcap Moss. You know, with Baron Corbin, that kind of worked, but I don't see. And then they did the babyface turn, and that flopped. And then they turned him heel because the fans weren't getting into him because Emma came, and now she's kind of like. Manipulating him to not like the fans anymore. And it's just kind of all over the place. So Madcap Moss with the really, really good gimmick could do it. I don't see that happening because that would make him a baby face. And I don't see WWE really doing much with him. The other options that you have, who's on the main roster? I mean, I like Apollo Crews, man, but they're just making him a bland character again. Why bring him up to the Raw roster to make him look bland? So that wouldn't work. Then you have Drew McIntyre, who's drafted to Raw now. Drew versus Gunther. Ooh. That'd be a barn burner right there. Singles, Drew and Gunther at SummerSlam. Yeah, I think that would be solid. Absolutely. Universal title push in the future. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. I think Gunther will have some type of world championship before the end of next year. Before the end of 24, I think he'll be world champ. Rito, who do I think will be a big money draw for WWE to face Roman? Oof, man. Yikes. On SmackDown right now, big money draw? Oof. On SmackDown right now. As a babyface? Oof. You know, I'm a Lashley guy. I mean, but I heard he's got some concussion issues. I heard that he was slated to win and beat AJ. But he's having some concussion issues, so he came back for protocol. So, um, if he gets himself, you know, if he gets cleared and stuff, I think that would be super legit to dethrone Reigns. If the story was right, though, you know, just again, the story has to be right. At this point right now in Roman Reigns' tenure, you can't just have anyone dethrone Reigns. It would just be so much of a buzzkill to do that. I mean, just have anybody come in and beat Reigns. No, man. So whoever it is, you got to make it make sense. Do you do a Jey Uso? Do you run it back? Do you finish the story basically when it comes to the bloodline after 3 years and have Jey Uso become champion? Man, what do y'all think? What do y'all think, PNP Nation? Would Jey Uso be a credible champion, a credible person to beat Roman Reigns and finish the story, if you will? Rarito's asking, if AJ wins the belt, do I think he should be a face or a heel? I think he should be a face, man. Heel AJ, it wasn't really cutting it for me, man. I mean, yeah, he had his moments, but you know, that goes to our story today that we're going to talk about. So the story today that we're going to talk about, as far as the main story, is that reports are saying that right now, as of this show, they are undecided of who's going to win between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. Now, if to be honest with you, I wouldn't have any issue with AJ Styles winning. And you know, here's the thing. This would be really funny, actually. So if they had AJ Styles win and feud against Reigns for the World Heavyweight Championship, and Roman Reigns defeats AJ Styles to have all three belts, and then that gives you an opportunity to do Seth versus Roman at SummerSlam or Royal Rumble or something like that. So, but they won't do that. According to Triple H's rules, the winner of the World Heavyweight Championship would be exclusive to Raw. However, you didn't tell us that someone from SmackDown was going to be a part of the tournament, though. You didn't tell us that. You forgot to tell us that. So maybe, you know, you got AJ coming in on SmackDown to celebrate, and then that gives Roman Reigns an opportunity to want to vie for the championship or something. That would be funny. But even if AJ Styles does move over to Raw and it's just him, or OC, or I don't know, man. OC, I don't know what the heck they're doing with the OC, man. I don't see it. Now, if you do a heel AJ and the OC are there with them, then you can run AJ Seth back, and then you can have eventually Seth beat AJ if he turns heel. But he was heel for a little bit. All these babyface and heel flip-flops, man, I'm just not a fan of it. But you could theoretically, if AJ Styles won, you could theoretically have, if he turns heel, you can theoretically have him and Seth running back at SummerSlam, Seth winning at SummerSlam, and then that gives the tease of Seth versus Roman in some capacity. So, because they've been teasing that for a while. So that would be interesting, I guess. It seems the thought process for the world title is just to put a world title match on pay-per-views when Reigns isn't there. It doesn't matter if it's Barrett or makes sense. Yeah, I think that's what they're rocking with, man. Just let's just make we've booked ourselves into a corner. And I think what we need to do is we need to have a champion on the PLEs, because Roman's not going to be there the whole time. Which, look, Roman Reigns for the past 3 years has been the guy. He's been the guy. He's been holding the fort down when it comes to WWE programming. He has been instrumental, and the Bloodline's been instrumental to, you know, break the have chart breaking gross numbers and gates and all that stuff. And he wants some time off, man. I think he should get it. Although he had a little bit of time off last year, I'm for giving him some more time off. What character would you portray if you became a pro wrestler? You know, it's funny because I actually had a character name, and I had his music, I had his gear. This is when I started having his name on WWF Attitude back in the day. This had to be around like 1998, maybe. When did Attitude come out? Let's see. Attitude came out in 99. So that's when I played in 99. So I played Attitude in 99. So this character I made during Attitude. And then I carried it over to No Mercy. And that's who I would play, I suppose. But I like my name, though. Like, I would just probably just be Featherstone. I mean, Featherstone is a marketable name. When do you expect Bray to be in to be back, before SummerSlam or around Money in the Bank? So it's an undisclosed time frame. I mean, it really is, man. It's gotten to the point where they don't have a timeline for Bray, unfortunately. So. It's rumored to be mental health. I'm not sure. Cody Rhodes is the answer to that trivia question, by the way. I mean, if it's mental health, like I said before, if it's mental health, take your time. I mean, there's no need to rush. And if pro wrestling is one of the biggest contributions to mental health issues, dare I say, look for something different. I think that he can be a good screenwriter. I think that he can be a good actor. I mean, I think that he really could do a lot of cinematic stuff and be fantastic at it. So I'm all for it, man. I think he should take his time. Fans were just not feeling this run. And I do think that you have an opportunity to make Bray look legit. But it was just, the booking was all over the place, man. I mean, I know he had a writer, and I know that his mind is super eccentric. but I mean, you got to dumb it down for everybody to understand, because it was like super apocalyptic in that brain, super esoteric in that brain. Top three pay-per-views of all time is the next question. Top three pay-per-views of all time. Great American Bash 1990, because that's the first pay-per-view that Sting won the World Heavyweight Championship. WrestleMania 17, because I think that's the best WrestleMania of all time. And those are the two that stand out as far as pay-per-views for all time. I mean, you can throw some nostalgia in there because I think one of the first pay-per-views I saw was, I think, around Survivor Series 87 or 88, maybe. One of those. But there's not another one that stands out to me. Perhaps Starrcade 97. That's when Sting won the... Yeah, but that match in that Starrcade wasn't that good, though. WrestleMania 3, probably, because it has so much nostalgia to it as far as just the WrestleMania that had the biggest, like, marquee feel to it. Irresistible Force versus Immovable Object. So, yeah, I think that's a safe 3 to go. That's a good question, Rito. If you could write a letter to younger self, what would you send the letter? See, okay. I like these questions because it's very, it's like the interventions that I would use in my therapy. What would I say? I would say, I would say, your experiences has caused you to be an amazing man of God. There's going to be some setbacks, there's going to be some difficulties, but continue to serve Christ, and that would make your life so much easier. Still difficulty, still struggles, but it would make it easier in the standpoint that you have a refuge. God is your refuge. And continue to be resilient, tenacious, perseverant. Lock in on what you want to do. I know that you want to be a doctor, and don't give up, because trust me, there's plenty of benefits on the other side. There you go. Off the top of the dome. For Rorita, for Ricky, your wrestling character would be Reigns. So just the name Reigns, like Luther Reigns or Roman Reigns, just Reigns. Okay. What happens at Night of Championship? But Night of Champions, I think. Riddle calls Roman Solo Usos. Turn on Roman J face turn finally. I don't think Riddle's going to have anything to do with that. Looks like Riddle is having some Imperium stuff going on. I think that Riddle might get involved in the Intercontinental Championship match, since they cost him at the Royal Rumble. So I think that, I think that's what they're going to do. I think that Gunther is still going to beat the crap out of Ali. But I do think that maybe Riddle may have some type of involvement in that for some odd reason. Or what you probably could do is you could have Gunther. And Gunther wins, beats Ali. Riddle comes out with a chair, makes a save at Insaldi, and then you're setting up for Riddle versus Gunther. For some reason, I do see Riddle versus Gunther as the next Intercontinental Championship feud. So I can see that happening. You mean of Night of Champions? Yep. Cool. Michael, after Raw went off the air in ring celebration, Sammy on Cody's shoulders. And Owens playfully teased and Triple H thumbs down. Kevin's playing this disgruntled friend. I'm not sure what I think about that. I'm not sure. Last week was about Lita returning. Yeah. So I meant to talk about that last week, and I didn't get to it. So I'll talk about it this week. So basically, I had another show and there was some speculation like that. This is speculation. This is basically for a storyline perspective that we were talking about in another show. As far as Lita, like, does she return? Does Lita return? Does she make that? Does she be a part of this angle? But it does seem like it's going to be Becky versus Trish at Night of Champions. So you did this weird, awkward Trish turn for them to go to against each other in Saudi. Okay. So what happens, because Lita was attacked by Trish, does that mean that we're going to have Lita versus, like, this? Is Trish gone because she got drafted? Like, she's just not going to be an anomaly. She got drafted to Raw. So they're really making something with Lita being there. So if she's going to stay there, which I sure hope she doesn't. I mean, she's a legend. She's a Hall of Famer, but I don't think that would be a good idea for her to stay. Do you do Lita Trish? Do you bring Lita back and try to get some retribution against Trish Stratus? Do we care to see Lita versus Trish? And with Lita being my all-time favorite women's wrestler, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. So, yes, I'm seeing some incorrect answers. Aaron's in the building. What's up, my man? Cody Rhodes is the correct answer. I think Solo should turn on Roman and save his brothers would make more sense. So does that make Roman a baby face? The only thing about that doesn't automatically sound like a bad idea. But my only gripe about that is that I think that it would, I'm not opposed to a Roman face turn. I'm not opposed to that whatsoever, because I think that there needs to be something new when it comes to Roman Reigns, and I'm not opposed to a face turn. I think it adds more to his character if he somehow becomes face and chases. I'm cool with that. The only thing is the bloodline itself, though, like a Paul Heyman led bloodline without Roman Reigns. No, just Solo and the Usos. I mean, that would sound just like, that would be as NWO Hollywood as you possibly can, in the NWO B team. Boom, 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 boom. That music to me reeks of B team. Like, it just reeks of, yeah, we're just kind of like the minor league NWO, essentially. That music is a perfect minor league B team music, and you might as well bring that music back if the bloodline is without Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns should have his really cool entrance theme, and then Solo and the Usos should come back to boom, 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 boom. They should come back to that music. WWE owns the library of WCW, so I'm sure they can run that back. RK4, technology gets on my nerves too, just like how crappy Monday Raw is, even though they have the talent to make a good show. I agree. Maybe try allowing talent to do their own creative job. Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. I think that's if you allowed more creativity, for the wrestlers, it doesn't feel like it. What WWE feels like, it feels scripted. Like it feels, not only does it feel scripted, it feels like just about every single person is just in this like big old like puzzle. And you're just like, it's like this big old like cardboard cutout 3D style puzzle. And you're just putting in wrestlers, like cardboard cutouts of wrestlers, and you're just inserting them in the promos. Like you're just, oh, okay. Well, this is JD McDonough's turn. Let me put him there. Like it just doesn't make any sense at all as far as how people just, how so much of the roster just feels so just robotic in a sense. Water break there. Robotic in a sense. It just feels robotic. It feels just like just about everybody's on the same level. There's no dynamic. There's not a really good dynamic. It just feels like people are just reading from a script. And that's the sad part of WWE in many ways. There's some good things about WWE, but not a lot, unfortunately. I believe Chris Jericho or Kenny Omega from North Carolina would be able to beat Roman. Let me see. All right, I get Rollins is making a movie, but not having him on Raw at all does nothing for the title. Yeah, I agree. Maybe making the movie around Raw could help. SummerSlam is Nashville, isn't it? Isn't it Nashville? I'm almost positive it's Nashville. Which Bianca Belair has a Tennessee presence. She could any of that. Oh yes, in Detroit. That's right. Nashville was last year, wasn't it? Let me see. Wasn't it Nashville last year? Yeah, Nashville last year. This year is Detroit. Yeah. I knew it was Detroit. It's actually, I might be there. I might be doing some media there. I might be. All right. LA Knight is a favorite to win Money in the Bank. Besides LA Knight, who else would benefit from winning it? Cody, actually. Because that's your opportunity to finish the story. That's your opportunity to cash it in on Roman Reigns. Because Cody's on Raw and Roman Reigns on SmackDown, so there's no opportunity for him to finish the story. So it would make sense. Because to me, the only person, like, you can make an argument with Jay, but Jay, I like Jay. I think what would make the most sense would be if Jay beats Roman non-title. Like, I think they should do that. Like, for the title, I'm not convinced. Not convinced. Now, I think Cody is the one that makes sense, man. You're talking about finish the story, and you had him lose to Roman at WrestleMania. I think it was a good idea, by the way. I was saying for weeks before that, it was too early for Cody to win. And I'm still not sold on Cody, really, as champ yet. But I think this, with Roman being on SmackDown, it makes sense for him to win the Money in the Bank and then cash in on Roman for one more opportunity to go against Roman at SummerSlam. Like, that would make sense to me. I read today Bray is going to be Cody's next. Where do you get these sources at, man? Where do you read this stuff at? I read today that Bray is going to be Cody's next opponent after Lesnar. There goes Cody's push being associated with all the goofy things Bray does. Oh, gosh, that'd be horrible. Man, where do you get these? Where do you read these things at? I'm going to watch Fast X on Friday. Apparently, The Rock does a very small cameo, I think what you would say. That would be interesting. I thought that there was some beef between Rock and what's his name? Vin Diesel. Who do you think Bray faces when he returns first? See, babyface Bray against a heel Karrion Kross, man, I think that's money on the table that's missing for sure. I think that's lots of missing money on the table right there. All right, let me get through the rest of these questions. What should WWE do with The Miz? He used to be the top champion. I mean, he was a transitional champion both times. I mean, at this point, he's just, I think a babyface turn would be pointless. I think right now he's just living the dream, cashing in on a long career and just doing what the office tells him to do at this point. I was just got work off work 15 minutes ago. Now I'm at the store picking up some ice cream. What type of ice cream? Very interesting. Ice cream it's here in Colorado, so it's a couple hours earlier here. It's about a 10 at that point in time. That was about a quarter after 10 your time. Now it's almost a quarter to 11 your time. It was a quarter after 10. Now it's almost a quarter to 11 your time, it looks like. Just imagine if Reign wins the tag titles and he would, the world title, all these people who say he cheats would absolutely hate it. I mean, hey, he's a heel. Like I said before, that's what he's supposed to do. He's a heel. He's supposed to cheat. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I saw like just really short snippets. I haven't seen the Impact video of her being there. From the clips that I've seen of people there, I mean, she had a positive, reaction, positive ovation. And hey, I'm interested to see. What do I think of the Viking Raiders would interfere in another Champions Tag match? Oh, that would just be pointless. Ugh, why? No, there's only one Black Scorpion. I did, and I heard that his family's refusing to take him off. So prayers to him. You have a time machine. You can experience one historical moment, meet one historical figure, and one wrestling event. I like your questions, Brendan. Where does the time machine take you? Okay, let me read this again. You have a time machine. You can experience one historical moment, meet one historical figure, and one wrestling event. Where does the time machine take you? Okay. Experience one historical moment. That would be probably in the crowd doing the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech in the crowd for that. Meet one historical figure, that would be Jesus, and one wrestling event. The wrestling event would be probably 17, WrestleMania 17. Yep. When is WWE going to change the women's titles and split the tag titles? Every single week I'm baffled by that. Super weird. I think they're going to eventually do it sooner. Probably after Night of Champions or some maybe something happens at Night of Champions. I hope they surprise us and something happens at Night of Champions, but makes no sense. Would I ever come to Puerto Rico? I've been to Puerto Rico. I would definitely come again, for sure. The People's Wrestling Channel. Cody starting every promo the same as he it just bores me. Now he just feels like another guy on the roster. I agree. A match against Lesnar doesn't need hyping. You know, Cody's, what do you want to talk about? You know, I just, you know, the catchphrase just doesn't woo me. It doesn't appeal to me very much. What do you want to talk about? Like he gets the cheap pop from the crowd. And then he says, what do you want to talk about? And almost every single crowd after he says that, they look at him like, I don't know. I mean, like, we're here to listen to you cut the promo. And there's like over 10,000 of us here. What are you going to do? Just look around and just look close to you and see some subjects and to talk about. That doesn't make any sense. Now, LA Knights, let me talk to you. That makes much more sense because it's more commanding as opposed to, what do you want to talk about? Yeah. Cody's good on the mic, but not quite. Strawberry cheesecake ice cream sandwiches. Ooh, that sounds good. People think that is going to be Lesnar versus Cody at SummerSlam. I agree. So he's probably not winning on the banks, but whoever does win, I think it's super obvious they're cashing in for the world title. I don't know about super obvious. I also think that... see, here's the thing, man. You gotta shake things up again. I think that what you can do is what I would do is I would have Brock Lesnar destroy Cody Rhodes, take him out for a while. And what you can do is theoretically it makes sense if you do the trifecta Cody versus Brock at SummerSlam, you know, for the trilogy, the rubber mat, so to speak, and that can do this chase for Cody, which I'm not a big fan of, but if you're going to do the chase, that's how you do it. So that is option one. Option two is that you can have Lesnar obliterate Cody Rhodes. Cody comes back. Cody challenges Brock Lesnar in a match. And then what you do is you have some big spot from Cody on Lesnar, maybe jumping off of something, maybe having a cage match, and Cody just jumping off, doing a huge spot on the table with Lesnar. You can do a last man standing in that way too. Like you have Cody, Lesnar, last man standing, at Money in the Bank. And so Cody's wounded and also he has an opportunity to win the Money in the Bank. So you're getting Cody being this very valiant guy. And then Cody, wins at, he challenges Reigns at SummerSlam. So that would be another option. But I think what they'll probably do is Cody Brock at SummerSlam because Cody lost to Brock at Night of Champions. Top three favorite classic movies and why? Oof. Okay, so let me hurry up with these questions. So Black Sheep, Tommy Boy, and... I don't really have a third one. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Boys in the Hood or Friday. Or those are ones that I remember. There's a few options because I remember. I mean, Chris Farley's my guy. That's why. And then, comedy movies, black comedy. you know, those one of the reasons why I like those other movies. I said, Rizzo, do you see Dom betraying Finn Balor in the future, becoming leader of Judgment Day? No, I don't see him becoming the leader of Judgment Day. I think he fits really well in the mommy thing because that puts heat on Rhea. They're trying to cheer Rhea, but they're putting heat on her because of Dom. I think it's a good idea. I think I see a double pin in Night of Champions. Interesting. So where do they go there? I don't know where they would go from there. I feel that Dom interfering in mommy Rhea's matches calls for the championship in the future. That could be the case if they're trying to make her heel. I mean, babyface. Top four wrestlers from 2010 to 2023. Do you feel you would have been great wrestlers during the Ruthless Aggression era? Okay. So four wrestlers from this era that I feel would have been good at Ruthless Aggression. Lashley, although he kind of probably like, yeah, he would have been good. Brock, because he was a part of it. Just real quick, man. I don't know. Let's see. Let's do Seth, perhaps, because he was, you know, Ruthless Aggression was more wrestling oriented. And let's go. Orton, because he was a part of it. That's my quick answers. Top six gimmick matches of all time. Oh goodness. Six gimmick matches? Top six gimmick matches? Like types of gimmick matches? I wouldn't say in a particular order. I think Hell in a Cell is a good concept, just not overdone. I like the Armageddon Hell in a Cell. I only did that once. Big Royal Rumble fan. Just a regular steel cage. War Games. I love War Games concept. Last Man Standing, if it's done right. That's pretty much I can think of right now. All right, female valets for you as a wrestler, who would they be and why? Female valets. Elizabeth. we're current. Let's do current. I don't know about any current valets, actually. Lita. Francine. And I don't know. I'm just throwing out names that just I'm immediately thinking about. Stacy Keebler. There you go. Because it's about time to go. If Zayn and Owens went in Saudi, I would have Dominic pin Zayn to win the tag titles with Priest. Just imagine the heat. I wouldn't be opposed to that, actually. Wouldn't be opposed to Judgment Day doing that. Looks like Orton could be done. Yes, unfortunately. Indeed. Looks like there, unfortunately, is an up. It's news that he may be done. All right. We are getting up out of here, PNP Nation. Always a pleasure. About to give me some rest, y'all. Thanks as always. Fun. Yes, indeed, which is horrible. Time to go. Yeah, it's time to go. Oh, it's time to go. Yeah.
I'll see you later.